Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Vochem Daf Ayin Aleph. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur will begin from the bottom of Ayin Omid Beis, the Mishnah, which is at the beginning of the new perek, the eighth perek of Zvochim, which in Svarim you sometimes see as referred to as Perek HaTarovis. The reason for that is that this perek features issues of doubt and confusion that arise as a result of a mix-up between different items. As we turn to the Mishnah, we see a number of geometric forms. In this case, we see triangles. Triangles, as are all geometric forms, representative of a series of something. In order to appreciate what they represent, we include in the outside margin Mivne headings, structural notes. In this case, we also have a no say, a topic heading combined with our Mivne. We also have a note in the outside margin that indicates that this discussion will continue till Ayin Aleph Omid Beis. So the triangles are Dugmoi Shonos, different examples, Shel Mikre Taroves, Korban, Bivahemos Acheros, where a sacrifice gets mixed up with other behemos. Uma dinon shel oisam hatarovas, and the Mishnah will tell us what the din is with regard to that particular mix-up, mixture. Turning to the Mishnah, kol hazvochim shenisarvu b'chatois hamesois oy b'shor haniskal, a sacrifice that gets mixed up with. Now, at this point, the understanding of the Mishnah is one thing, but it will be clarified by the Gemara later on. So the simple reading of the Mishnah is if you have a korban that gets mixed up with these two categories of creatures, of animals that are forbidden to benefit from, chatos hamesos, that's a category often cited as a group of five different sin offerings that cannot be used for different reasons. They are set aside to die. And a shor haniskal is an animal that's condemned to be stoned because he killed a person. Afilu achas biribo, even if it's 1 in 10,000. Now at this point, but this will be changed later by the Gemara, at this point it means even if there's one sacrifice that gets mixed up with 10,000 shor haniskals, yomusu kulon, they're all to die. Nisarvu b'shor shenevdo boi avera, a korban got mixed up with an animal that was part of a sin. What is that referring to? This will be explained. Now, as you can see, we have a colon indicating that this concept of nevdo b'avera will be explained. And you can see in Rashi, at the bottom, nisarvu zvochen ksherim b'shor shenevdo b'avera echod b'echod, one sacrifice and one nevda ba'avera. Umeforish v'oziel ma'hi. The Mishnah itself will list off examples of what those are. And Rashi goes on to say, kagon shehemis es ha'odam al pi aid echad. For example, an animal that killed by virtue of the and was witnessed by a singular witness, which indicates that that animal will not be stoned, o alpi habaylim, or the owner confessed that his animal killed someone. Deshor shehemis alpi baylim iftar lemiskila, an animal that killed based on the testimony of the owner is exempted from being stoned, iftar lemiskila demoyde b'knas poter, because one, it's like one, it's the Girsa says kimo de b'knas de poter. He is like one who confesses a type of fine penalty, a knas, as opposed to mamon. One who confesses a knas type payment is exempt. V'chein rovea v'nirba al pi eid echad al pi bailim. Likewise, with regard to animals that were involved with bestiality, but based on the testimony of a singular witness or the owner themselves informed us of that. And as a result of it not having two witnesses testifying these particular acts, the animal will not die. Share mutorin lehedyot. Imlo mitnei hazeva hamu'urov behen. If you had just this animal without it being mixed up with a sacrifice, a commoner would be able to use it for his own benefit. The EF Shulimkor es kulan the tzorche min oisai zevach lakrivam share psulim lakrova. But you cannot sell this entire group of animals which has this problematic animal mixed in. The animal, for example, that committed a sin based on the testimony of a singular witness, that type of animal is unfit for the altar. It's unfit for being offered as a korban, even though it's all right, it's mutter for a commoner to benefit from it. And as a result of that, as a result of it being unfit for the altar, this group of animals cannot be sold to people that need korbanos. And Rashi goes on to offer the sources for these different kinds of problems. We also have a little note, and that is that the end of this list, which we'll be counting up to 10 different examples, the end contains things in the list that are not nevdo ba'avera, but they are problematic anyway, as far as being offered as a korban. Hence, if you have a korban, a kosher korban, getting mixed up with one of these, that's a tarovas, and we'll have to see what happens. So the Mishnah goes on to say, this is example number 2, and we'll read it again. Nisarvu b'shor shenevda bo avera, o shehemis es ha'odam, al pi eidechot o al pi habaylim, as we saw in the Rashi. We're talking about an animal that's unfit for the altar because there is testimony either through one witness or through the owner that it killed someone. Once again, just let us repeat, such an animal is not under the category of shor haniskal because you don't have two witnesses that are testifying about this. Other examples, berovea, the nirba, an animal that actively was involved with bestiality, or some human being was came upon it. The muktze, something set aside for the purpose of offering to an idol. The nevad, something worshipped, an animal that's worshipped. An interesting point here is that an animal that's worshipped becomes unfit for the mizbeach, however, a commoner is able to benefit from it, as is the case of all these others. Be'esnan, an animal presented to a harlot as payment for her services, is unfit for the mizbeach. Umechir, this is an animal that was exchanged for a dog. Someone bought a dog by offering this sheep or other altar-worthy animal. That, by it being exchanged for a dog, renders it unfit for the mizbeach. What other possibilities do we have here? And we turn to Omid Beis, a case where a korban got mixed up, Bikilayim. Kilayim is an animal that's born out of crossbreeding two different species. A korban got mixed up with a trefa animal, an animal that's has an organ imperfection that causes it to be classified as a trefa. Or there are situations of trefa arising out of a missing limb. But if that were the case, it would be easily identifiable. So we have to talk about something, and this will be the subject of a sugya later on. How is it that we know something is a trefa, and yet we can't identify it specifically? And the final case is b'yotze doifen, an animal that's born through a cesarean section, a C-section. Such an animal is unfit to being offered as a korban, as a sacrifice, and hence we have a problem where a kosher sacrifice got mixed up with a yotze doifen. What do we do with this mixture, with these two animals? Yiru ad shi'istoavu, they are set out to graze until yistoavu, develop a blemish, a mum, vimkuru, and then they are sold. And the money that they get, that is fetched for the sale of these animals, the yovi b'demeha yofa shebohen me oisoi hamin. And you take the value of the nicest, the finest of the animals that are in this mixture, use that money and buy an animal and offer it as a sacrifice, or specifically as the sacrifice that had got mixed up here. Another example of a mix-up, nisarvu b'chulin tamimim, a sacrifice, a kosher sacrifice that was dedicated, got mixed up with an unblemished common animal, an unsanctified animal. Yimkuru hachulin litzorche oisoy hamin. So this animals are sold to the people that need that particular korban that got mixed up. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Nisarvu b'chulin tamimim, oy echod be'echod, o zevach echod b'chulin harbe. Either one sacrifice and one chulin tamimim, an unblemished common animal, or a sacrifice with many chulin animals. Yimkuru kol hachulin litzorche min oisoy hakorban. You'll sell all of the chulin animals to people that need that kind of korban that's in this mixture. V'nimseis harei kulon kodshim shel min echod, elo she'en yodua kol echod shel mihu, v'yikrivu kulon kol echod ve'echod l'mishehu, l'she'en mishehu, k'diktani b'masnisen. And then each one of those animals, even though we don't know if the one that was purchased is in fact a chulin animal that he will use as his own, or he may have purchased the korban itself. So each animal is offered in the name of whomever is the real owner of it. The fourth example, kochim bekochim min bemino. Let's say a sacrifice got mixed up with another sacrifice of the same variety. And the mix-up here involves that we don't know who the owner of any specific animal is. All we know is that all of these animals are of the same sacrificial nature. Zeh yikrav l'shem mishehu, v'zeh yikrav l'shem mishehu. Each animal is offered with the intention of let this be offered in the name of the real owner. Kochim b'kochim min b'she'eno mino. A mix-up of animals, of sacrifices, two sacrifices, but they are of a different nature. For example, an oila with a shlamim. And in such a case, the style or the requirements of the matandomim, of the blood applications, are not the same. So the way we approach this case, this fifth example, yiru ad shiyistavu, they are to graze until they develop a blemish, and at that point they are able to be sold as for common use, and the money that's fetched from the sale of these now blemished former sacrifices, v'yavi b'dmei ha'yofesh shebehen mimin zeh, u'v'dmei ha'yofesh shebehen mimin zeh. The money fetched, we're of course assuming that in the sale one animal was worth a little more than the other, so you take the value of the greater value that was fetched, and that's used for the purpose, for the purchase of a replacement animal. And the lesser amount, well, you'll have to add to that lesser amount that was fetched for the second animal, add to that so that it equals the greater amount that was fetched for the first animal, and buy with that also a replacement korban that was part of this mix-up. The yafsin ha-moyser mi-beso, this extra amount that he's going to have to add to equalize the lesser amount to the greater amount, that he has to pay out of pocket. Nisarvu b'bechor uv'meiser. A sacrifice got mixed up with a firstborn, which is also a type of sacrifice, but there are restrictions with the way we can deal with a bechor and meiser. Bechor and meiser are kinds of sacrifices that don't have redemption as a possibility of solving the problem. So if you have a common sacrifice, or let's say a standard sacrifice, that when getting a blemish, it does lend itself to redemption, but it got mixed up with a bechor or a meiser, what do you do now? Yiru ad shiyistavu, they'll send them out to graze until they develop a blemish. And they're not going to be sold, because that cannot take place in the case of Bechor and Meiser. V'yochlu kibechor ukemeiser. And the animals, now that they have developed a mum, have developed a blemish, they will simply be eaten with the restrictions that are associated with a Bechor and Meiser. For example, they cannot be slaughtered in a commercial butcher shop. They cannot be sold there. They cannot be, the meat cannot be weighed. These are different elements that apply to a Bechor and Meiser. Hakol yucholim lisarev, all different kinds of sacrifices lend themselves to a mix-up. In other words, there are all kinds of different mix-up combinations can arise. Chutz min hachatos ve'oshem, with the exception of a sin offering with an oshem offering getting mixed up. They can't get mixed up. You'll ask, why is it that they cannot get mixed up? And the reason for that is that both of them are niker. Both of them have specific telltale signs, which one is a chatos and which one is an osham. This will be dealt with later in the Gemara. The Gemara now turns to the first example, and as we read the Mishnah, we said that it wasn't simple to understand. My afilu. Let's turn to the beginning of the Mishnah. We have a little arrow to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, indicating to look at Ayin Omid Beis. So let's do that. We turn to the bottom of Ayin Omid Beis. The Mishnah described a sacrifice getting mixed up with animals forbidden to benefit from. For example, Chatos, Amesis, or Shurhan Niskal. And it said, even one in 10,000. A simple reading would mean you have one sacrifice getting, the Mishnah says, even the case of one sacrifice getting mixed up with 10,000 chatos hamesos. If you say it like that, it's fairly obvious that they are all die. Most of them are, in fact, destined to die anyway. So what's the big deal that necessitates the Mishnah to say, even the case of one sacrifice getting mixed up with 10,000 shor haniskals? If it would have been the other way around, in other words, you'd have one Shor HaNiskal getting mixed up with 10,000 kosher sacrifices, and then you tell me they all have to die, that would warrant having the expression, even that case, even one Shor HaNiskal amongst 10,000 kosher sacrifices could cause them all to be set aside to die. But, as we said, the simple reading of the Mishnah indicates the opposite, namely, it's one sacrifice in a group of 10,000 Shor HaNiskals. And that's what gives rise to this question. The Gemara once again asks, Maya Filu, what do you mean by even that case? Hachi Ka'amar. So we have a rereading of the Mishnah. In our marking system, we treat the rereading of Tanaic sources in frames as we do standard Tanaic sources as they are presented. Because this is the intent of the Mishnah, hence we treat it as if it were the Mishnah. So let's see the rereading of the Mishnah. Kol hazvochim shenisarvu bohen chatois hamesos oishor haniskal. All sacrifices that gets mixed up amongst them, amongst the sacrifices, sin offerings that are supposed to die, or a shor haniskal, an animal that killed someone or that is supposed to be stoned, and we're talking about a case of one iser, one forbidden animal. The chatos amesis or shor haniskal are examples of forbidden animals, animals forbidden to benefit from. Even one of them in a majority of heter, of mutter animals. In this case, mutter animals, we're referring to kosher sacrifices. So even in such a case, where you have one iser in a rove of heter, afilu echod beribo, even one of these forbidden animals, amongst 10,000 kosher-type animals, yomusu kulon, they are all to die. And hence you can see the word afilu is featuring, in fact, the case that warrants using that expression. Before we go further in the Gemara, we have a new geometric form that we want to take note of. We have a diamond, and this is featured on the outside margin under the Nosei Mivneh heading. So the diamond features Mishnayis, different Mishnayis, She'inyonim, She'inyonom, that the topic of them, Taroivis Isur, She'eno Betela, a mixture of something forbidden, the nature of which does not lend itself to being botel, to becoming, annulled in the presence of the majority of heter. Hamishnayis nirois kfulos. What it will appear to us is a seeming repetition or redundancy in the Mishnayis. We have our Mishnah here in Zvochim and a very similar Mishnah in Maseches Tumura, Uva Maseches Avodah Zorah, and also in that Maseches. HaGemara Masbira HaTzorich LeKulam. The Gemara will explain why I need all of these different Mishnayos. So we see a diamond, as the Gemara continues, with a little number, also with a diamond around it to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara, where the Gemara will ask, well, don't I have this Mishnah repeated in Maseches Temura? And at the bottom of the Omid, there will be a reference to a Mishnah in Maseches Avodah Zorah, which also presents a sort of redundancy. So the Gemara asks, Tanina Chara Zimna, do we not have already taught this once in Maseches Temura? It says there, Kol Ha'asurin Legabi Mizbeach, all those creatures that are forbidden for the Mizbeach, as we saw in our Mishnah, many examples of that, Osrin B'Kol Shehein, Haroveya Vanirba, they have the capability of Asrin even if they represent an extreme minority of the mixture. Namely, you have one of these Osir Legabi Mizbeach animals that gets mixed up with many sacrifices, the entire group becomes forbidden. So why do we have our mission that teaches the same principle? Om Ravashi, Amrisa Lashmaitse Kamei de Rav Simi. I told this over, this teaching over to Rav Simi. I presented this problem to him. V'atz Richon, and he made a point that we need both Mishnayos. De'i Mehosam, had I had just the Mishnah in Maseches Temura, Hava Amina, I would have thought that which it says that they are forbidden, Hani Mili Legavah, that the prohibition is only with respect to offering the mixture as a sacrifice. Avo Lehedyot, Eimo Lo. But as far as a personal person benefiting from it, I might have thought that there could be bittul, the voiding in the presence of the rove. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Underneath the Tosfos commentary, we have a little star to help you find the Rashi. Emo niftili isure hano beruba. I would have thought that as if you're not dealing with a question concerning the altar, but rather an issue of can I use the meat for personal benefit? And let us say you had an isure hano animal, an individual isur hano animal, an animal forbidden to benefit from, that got mixed up in a group and a majority of mutter to benefit from animals. So I would have thought that it would be batel barov, it would become void in the majority. Shelo yomusu, that they wouldn't be set out to die. Elo yiru, but rather they should graze, v'yimkaru. And since we're talking about, let's say, a case of a forbidden to benefit from animal, Israel animal, getting mixed up with sacrifices. So I would say they should all go out and graze till they develop an imperfection, and let them be sold. Delo chomir din hedyot kulehai, that the way we treat the commoner and his ability to benefit, maybe I wouldn't treat as severely as I would issues concerning the altar. Komash malon yamusu. Therefore, I need our Mishnah to tell me that even the Gabi Hedyo, they are all to die. So let's read that again in the Gemara. And notice we've squiggle underlined the need for both Mishnahs. The first squiggle underlined features the Ime Hasam. Had I just had the Mishnah in Temura, I would have thought that the Osir Bahano animal affects the entire group that it's mixed up with as being rendered unfit for the Mizbeach. That's what the Gemara means, Havi Amino Hani Mili Legavoa, that the entire group becomes Osir. That's only with regard to being offered as sacrifices. Avo Lehedyo Emolo. But as far as a private person benefiting from them after they develop a mum, I would have thought that the Isur Hano animal would become voided and in the majority, and they would be able to. And people would be able to benefit from them. That's what I need our Mishnah in Zvachim to tell me, that even as far as a Hedyot is concerned, they are all to die. V'imehacha, had I had our Mishnah in Zvachim alone and not the Mishnah in Temura, hava mina hani hu di sure hano ninu. I would have thought, well, only these things that are osir b'hano. Aval hani, the example of things that are found in Maseches Temura, that are not Isurei Hano. Emo lo. I would have thought that the entire group does not become forbidden. Therefore, tsrifi. I need the Mishnah in Tumura as well. Let us take a look at the Rashi, where you'll see a double star around 6 lines from the bottom. Avol hanoch delav isur hanoninu. The examples featured in Maseches Tumura, which are not isurei hanoah, emo kil isurayu, that their prohibition is of a lighter nature, v'nivtalu beruba v'afilu legavoa, and that they should become voided in a, when they're found in a majority of kosher animals, kosher or acceptable animals, even for offering on the mizbeach. Therefore, we need the Mishnah and Temura as well to tell me that they are unfit to be offered on the Mizbeach. Let's just review a certain detail. When we talk about animals that are not osur b'hano, we're referring to those examples of animals that were part of a sin commission, but you didn't have 2 witnesses to testify about them. So what we're saying right now is that if I had just our Mishnah, I would have thought that animals that are osur b'hano are those that render the group to be forbidden. But if you had animals that were not osur b'hano, the group would be fit even for the mizbeach. Therefore, I need the Mishnah in Temura to tell me that even though they're not osur b'hano, the group of animals is rendered unfit for the mizbeach. The Gemara asks, one second, d'lav isurei hano ninu ha tonalei. If you're telling me that the special feature of Maseches Temura are animals that are not osur b'hano, but our Mishnah features that as well. So the Gemara answers, what do I need the extra Mishnayos for? Mi kotani bekolshehu. In the case of Rovea and Nirba, does it say that they create a problem if it's kolshehu? Hosam kotani. That point, kolshehu means even a minuscular amount of an extreme minority, even one, for example, in a group of many, will render the entire group forbidden. So in our Mishnah, it doesn't say b'kol shehu. That is what's taught in Maseches Temura. The Gemara asks, well then, v'nisni ha v'lo boi ha. Then teach the Mishnah in Temura and leave out the teaching from Zvachim. What does our Mishnah add to that which is not taught in Temura? So the Gemara answers, Takanto itzdericha lei. What do you do when you do have such a mixture? That is what we need our Mishnah for. So that in the Mishnah in Temura has as its specific feature is that the problematic animals, even the non-Isur Hano animals, they asur a group, a large group, b'kol shehu. But in Temura, it's not taught what to do when you have such a mixture. Our Mishnah in Zvachim teaches us the takato, namely, we set them out to graze until they develop a blemish. The Gemara asks, a few lines up, you'll notice we have an arrow here. So a few lines up, It was mentioned that had I had just the Mishnah Maseches Temura, so I would have thought that the prohibition applies only legavoa. But as far as for personal use, they don't become forbidden. Hence, we need our Mishnah to teach us that lehedyot, also when you have an Isur Hano animal getting mixed up in a group of non-Isur Hano animals, the entire group is viewed as Osur Behano. So that's what the Gemara presented above as being the special feature of our Mishnah. The Gemara asks, well, as far as that point is concerned, that the Isur Hanor animal creates a problem, creates a prohibition, even with regard to mundane benefit, to personal benefit, as opposed in addition to the fact that it's forbidden as for the altar. Well, that point is taught in Maseches Avodah Zarah, the Hedyot Nami Tonale. That's also taught there, and here you have a Tanaic source, the Elu Asurin, the Osrin B'Kol Shehein. The following are things that are forbidden, and that if they get mixed up with kosher material, these items will, even in a kosher fashion, a kosher quantity, an extremely minor quantity of these forbidden substances, will render the entire mixture forbidden. And what are they? Yayin Nesech v'Avodas Kochavim, wine that's offered to idols, and Avodas Kochavim, different types of idols. So the question right now is, what do I need our Mishnah for and the Mishnah in Maseches Avodah Zarah? The Gemara at the top of Ayin Beis Omid Aleph offers the answer. Tzrichi, de'i mehasam, had I had just the Mishnah in Maseches Avodah Zarah, havi amina, hani mili l'chulin, I would have thought that the prohibition that's created by this mixture of this, even though minor amount of forbidden hanoa substance in a large quantity of allowed substance, that prohibition is only with regard to commoners. Avol lugavoa, however, if there's an issue concerning offering things as sacrifices, emo lo nafsedinu lukulhu, let's not render them all the entire mixture forbidden, and let us rather employ the common halacha of bitul barov, and let us say that the items that are osur bahano are voided in the majority of that which is allowed. So that, let us say you had something that was, let's say you had wine that was yayin nesech, and it got mixed up with wine that's dedicated for the altar. That we would have thought that had I had just the Mishnah Avodah Zarah, that as far as altar considerations, there would be bitul barov. The e mehacha, had I had just our Mishnah in Zvachim, havamino hani mili, when do we say that the entire mixture is forbidden? Kochim, that's with regard to matters of kochim, of holiness. Avol chulin, the low moyis, if it's if it's an issue of non-altar considerations, where this concept of moyis, which means disgusting, that's a literal translation, but when you're dealing with Isuri Hanoh, so we view them as categorized as moist. But when you're dealing with Hulin, where the issue of moist is a non-factor, Emo, Afagav, the Isuri Hanoh, even though there's a mixture of something that's Osir Banoh that got mixed up, Liftali Baruba, there should be a voiding in the majority of allowed. Tzricha, therefore I need the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah as well, to say that when Isuri Hanoh get mixed up, those items that are forbidden to benefit from get mixed up with a majority of allowed material, the entire group, the entire mixture is rendered forbidden. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.